says the Mechaber, Gedila Dafka, Los Rasho Gediva Falevi Mod, doesn't mean only the meat of the goat. What in Shar said as Loishna Becholov, Aim, Loshna Becholov, Beres, Loshidiva, and Kosid Bahaida. So it applies to all milk and all meat. Does it mean mamish, all milk and all meat? The Mechaber qualifies in Siv Gimel. It only applies to an animal that's one which is kosher, in milk of an animal that's kosher. Aval, sar tahara b'chel of tmeya. Oh, sar tmeya b'chel of tahara. Mutarim b'dishul u'bahana. When it comes to an animal that is not kosher, then max, you're not going to have an iser b'shul ana. You're going to only have an iser of achila. Upsar chayvoy, achila b'chol of tahara, mutar b'bishul b'ana. Ta'af b'achila ain't also el midrabanan. Avol dogim v'chagavim ain't ben iser achila midrabanan. So the focus for today is going to be on isurei d'rabanan of basar b'chol. So in order to be over the iser d'arais, it needs to be a kosher animal with kosher milk. If it's a one of them is not kosher, so then in such a case, then it's going to be, according to the Mechaber, mutar b'bishul b'ana and aser b'achila. And then we have psar chay v'of, that also is going to fall into a similar category. That's going to be mutar b'bishul b'ana, but achila is going to be aser midrabanan. In regards to psar chay v'of, so we discussed in the morning Chabura, but that's one is not dependent on the other. We pointed out that the Bach in Sivkotan Beis, Masha Kasavu Mutter, the Bach actually disagrees with that Psar. The Bach is of the opinion that when it comes to Bsar of the Chalav, he says that is going to be Asur Min HaTorah. Now, the Bach is aware that this is already a Machlokis Tanoim, which is a machlokis amoroyim, which is a machlokis rishonim, which is a machlokis haposkin. The machlokis tanoim appears on Kuf Yud Gimel, in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel. At least that's how Tesis read the Mishnah. Let's take a look at that Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel of Aleph. The Mishnah says, Besar behema toira, bechol behema toira, asur levashel, asur behana. If you have behema toira bechola, then it's going to be asur. By the way, over here, the term asur is being used in the Mishnah as referring to an Isur d'oraisa. You know, sometimes Asur means Asur midrabanan. But here the Mishnah is using the term Asur. V'amei min yavin, that would affect how you read the first Mishnah. Kol ha-basar Asur l'vasha. So if Asur means min ha-tayro over here, on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, you would have expected that Asur means on the opening Mishnah as well to mean Asur min ha-tayro. But either way, continuing on in the Mishnah, Besar, if you don't have a Gemara, look on with somebody else. Besar behema tayra, the chol of tmeya kosher. Excuse me, the chol of behema tmeya. Besar behema tmeya, the chol of behema Torah. Mutal of Ashel, mutal of Anon. We're going to focus on Rabbi Akiva, how he relates to the statement of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Akiva, Imer Chai, Va'oif, Eno Minatayra. Rabbi Akiva says, Basar of the chol of is not the Raisa. Shenem, Arlois of Ashel, Gediva, Chalei, Vima, Gimel, Pamim. So Loisa Ashel Gedi, according to Rabbi Akiva, is actually being Mamayit Oif. Now Tesis immediately comments that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says Tesis on the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Besar Behema Tayra Bechol Behema Tayra, Hu Adin Besar Oif L'Rabbanan Dasa Min HaTayra. D'Dafka Rabbi Akiva, Hu Da Amar Chayva Oif Enu Min HaTayra. It's particularly Rabbi Akiva who said that Besar Of is going to be only Asur Midrabanan. But it's Mashma, Tosis deduces, that the Tanakhama is going to disagree. The Gemara has a machlokis between Rav Yosef and Rav Ashi in the beginning of Kol HaBasar, whether that Mishnah seems to hold that Besar Of is going to be Asur Min HaTorah, because at the end of the day, the words of the Mishnah is Kol HaBasar Asur Levashel Befalav, which seems to indicate, Kol HaBasar seems to indicate all different types of basar. And in fact, the Bach brings this as a raya from the Rajba. And the Bach says that those Rishonim, who paskin that's going to be midrabbanan are actually, it could be that Tosas, there are Rishonim who would disagree, but at the end of the day, the Bach says, the Mashmos of Kol HaBasar Asar Levasha L'Chalav, Kol HaBasar seems to put all Basar into the same category. That means it puts chicken in the same category. The Rambam seems to say that's Asar Midrabbanan. So if you take a look in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet, that we discussed in detail, which in the Gemara Chabur, which we won't repeat, the Bach says that you could reread that Rambam. So that is the opinion of the Bach. The Shach feels strongly that the Bach is incorrect, Aliba de Hilchasa, and let's take a look at the Shach in Sif Katan Dal. It says the Shach, Dasam the Chaber, the Basar Chai Ba'ot, Eno Asa Bachil, Bilu Derech Bishol Abba de Rabbana, Mutter Bahano Bishol Legami. Umar Shal Ba'bach, Tohu Atzman B'divrei Maharai, Ba'to Shari Dura, B'mar Shekasa, Koshel Hakel Negra Tesis. Now it's interesting, he doesn't quote the Tesis on Kuf Yud Gimel, rather he quotes the Tesis on Kuf Dalid on the Beis. Actually, in our morning Kavura, that's our next sugya for next week. That Taisis is not an easy Taisis. That's a hard. So far, we haven't had a hard Taisis like this one. That Taisis is not an easy read. Amir Tzashem will try to be amal on that in the morning. Either way, he quotes a Taisis on Kuf Dalid on the Beis. The question is whether it's more mukher from the Taisis on Kuf Dalid on the Beis, or it's more mukher from the Taisis on Kuf Yud Gimel on the Rav. The advantage of Tosas of Kuf Dalet on the days is Tosas seems to be talking Lamaisa. On the other hand, Tosas gets into a lot of problems in that Tosas. As in contrast to Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosas is clear that the Tanakam and the Mishnah, the Rabbanan hold that Basar Of Bechalav is Daraisa. Either way, for some reason, the people in the footnotes, when they quote Tosas, they put, in other words, the parentheses, they put Tosas on Kuf Dalet on the days. But it's also a thesis on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And again, the Rambam, the Bach rereads, even though the Shulchan Aruch's Psak is straight from the Rambam, Kamat Mefurish in the Rambam himself. Again, we've discussed in detail how to reread the Rambam. L'kach Pasuk, continuing on in the Shach and Sifkat and Dalet, the Psar Chai Ba'ov Bechol Daraisa. V'sifri Hechzakti Divrei Ha'omrim Shum Midrabanan. The Shach has a beautiful sefer called Aruch Mishach. It's in back, you have it in almost all editions, in back of the tour. That a lot of times the Shach is mefalpel more in that sefer, so you take a look at that sefer, we're not going to get inside. It's a beautiful sefer that the Shach wrote, that's mefalpel more, such a thing could exist, than the Shach himself. He quotes that many, many poskim are of the opinion that Psar Ot Bechalav is only going to be midrabanan. The Shach then concludes with a very, very strong raya that the Rambam clearly held this way. If you take a look at the last line of the Shach, in Sifkat and Dalet, "Vare kasav a Rambam sof perik beis v'ilchos ma'amrin she omer psar of bechalav aser min haTorah over mibal Tosef." That he says, the Rambam says that someone who says that psar of bechalav is aser min haTorah, he's over on bal Tosef. That is seems to be a very, very strong raya that to reread the Rambam would be difficult. It's a kind of pella on the Bach to say that the Rambam held that it was the Oraisa, if at the end of the day the Rambam says that someone claims that that is an example of Baal Tosef. Now interestingly, I just want to emphasize that it is the Baal Tosef, two interesting verses, the majority of the Rishonim, the Rambam and the majority of the Rishonim. However, I just want to point out two basic points. Number one is there's a beautiful Tosos that we can't do in Halacha Seder, but just to give you a maramakom, on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, in Dibra Maskel V'Shavim, the Tosos there says the exact opposite of what Tosos says in Kuf Dalet and Kuf Yud Gimel. So it's not even clear that the Bali Tosos themselves held those Doraisa. Take a look at that. Tosos is a beautiful Tosos, Dibra Maskel V'Shavim. Tosos there, fear is ice, that Basar of Bechalov is the Rabbanan. So if anybody has a good yeshuv, I haven't found a good yeshuv on the student Tosas in. So that's one kink in the armor. The Marashal, though, actually does pass in this way, that Basar of Bechalov is going to be the Rabbanan. The other interesting point, that even though it's a Furish and Shulchan Aruch, it's a Furish and the Shach, that one entirely rejects the Bach, it happens to be that Rav Nevin Zal Shlita told me that he thinks that B'nai Torah should be no egg. The word has to be noeg, because otherwise you're going to be over on Baal Tosef, right? That B'nai Torah should be knowing like the Chumrah of the Marshal and the Tosas in two places, to consider Psar of the Cholav as being Daraisa. Obviously, that's all lechatchilas lechatchilas. In the case of where there is instances of Tzorah, Rav Nevinzal clearly is aware that the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim said that someone who says that Psar of the Cholav is Daraisa is over on Baal Tosef and so on and so forth, and the Psak and Shulchan Aruch, but he thought that there was room to be knowing as lechatchilas. Yes. Yeah.
When did the Bach say that he thought that the Rambam held that the Psar of the Cholav is Daraisa? I thought he just said that it's
Asa Midrubana to Kov.
Right. In a Hanami. Nachon.
Nachon. The Shach misquotes the Bach. Nachon. Correct. The Shach in four lines into the Shach in Sivkot and Dalit claims that the Bach himself said that it's going to, that according to Rama, it's going to be Asa Midrubana Torah. But the Bach never ever says that. You're 100% right. The Shach is told them more in the Bach than it's actually there. It's a very, very good point. Yes,
now. Rav Nevinzal says that the Torah should be evaluated
as far as Maisa. Maisa would be cases of Sfeikus. If you had a Sfeik of, let's say you had a case of Basar of Bechalov, and you had a Sfeik, so you thought that, it could be as a tradition like this, that people were choshesh for the position of the Marashah. Okay? Rabbi Yamin is, again, just to repeat Rabbi Yamin's point, which is a very good point, the Shach claims that the Bach said that it was going to be, that these Rishonim held that it was Daraisa. The Bach, well, what the Bach did is two things. Number one is the Bach said the official Basar of Bechalav is going to be Asar, and he also quoted many who hold that it's Daraisa. But it's not clear that the Bach himself passed in that way. Correct. That's an important clarification. Yes, Ethan.
I would just mention in the beginning that why do they quote the Tosfos on Kof Dalet? I think maybe in the Hemshech of the Shach, because the Shach thinks of the Rav and Tosfos that he's told it on the din of weighing between meat and milk. So
correct.
That's why they assume that it's that Tosfos.
Correct. Excellent. The Beitan is pointing out that the Tosfos on Kof Dalet on the Beis, there the Shach rereads. But the Shach never reread the Tosfos on Kof Yud-Gimel on the Dalet. So therefore, probably the Shach there is talking about Tosfos on Kof Dalet on the base. But what I'm adding is that the really the strongest Tosfos is Tosfos on Kof Yud-Gimel on the Dalet. That's the point that I'm bringing out. Okay, let's continue on analyzing other Yisurei Derabbanan. Now, if we take a look at in order to understand the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel, every once in a while I'll go out of order based on how I think the sugyas will be clearer lahalacha, is to go meha kala lakave. We take a look. We're going to be discussing the Shach and Sivkot and Gimel. Let's take a look at the Torah in order to appreciate what is going on. We should take a look at the Torah Beis Yosef. Hey Zayin Beis and Gimel. Let's start even with open means Gimel in the Torah. The Torah says that Ina Nayagel Batar, the Isra Basar Bechalov only applies to Behemoth Torah. The Gom Besar Behemoth Torah, Bechalov Behemoth Torah. Avo Besar Tahorah, Bechalov Behemoth Tmeah. O Besar Tmeah, Bechalov Torah. U Besar Chayavo. Afilu Bechalov Torah. Eino Elumid Rabbanan. U Mutter Bebishal U Bahano. So the Torah puts together two different categories over here. He puts together where an animal is not kosher with the category of Chayavo, which we're going with, that's the Rabbanan. So he puts the two together. Now, the Beis Yosef points out that this is going to be difficult. And the reason it's going to be difficult is because the case of Chayav Ov and the case of Besar Behema Tmeya are really very, very different cases. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Towards the end of Sif Katan Gimel in the Beis Yosef. Umidivrei Harambam, about 10 lines before the end. Umidivrei Harambam, koma, mashikasa. Eino el midrabanan. This that we say, that these are examples, are asa midrabanan. Lo matzi kai elo l'chaya v'ov b'chalav tahora. We're talking about ov and chaya, that's going to be asa midrabanan. The ilu of tsar tahora b'chalav tmeya. ובשר טמא בכל הטהרה, לא אשכחן שיאסרו חכם ואכיל משום בשר וחלב. We never found that the Chachamim came along and gave an Isur Basar B'chalav. Why? Because it's already Asur. V'gam lo hayalem inyan l'asur midivrehem. In other words, let's understand, what is an Isur D'Oraisa, what's an Isur D'Rabbanan? An Isur D'Oraisa is something that the Torah already told us that you can't eat. An Isur Midrabbanan is something that the Torah said you could eat, and now the Rabbanan came along and said, despite the fact that the Torah said you could eat Basar B'chalav, not over Baal Tosef. You could eat Basar of Bechala, but the Rabbanan come along and they say that you can't eat it. Okay? That's the difference between the Daraisa and the Rabbanan, of course. Now, this mixture of Chala Be'ahema Tahora with Behema Tmeya, was that mutter to eat Minatora and the Rabbanan came along and asked it? No! It was already Asr. So it was already Asr. So says the Beis Yosef, the language of the tour is not exact. It's not meduyak. Because the tour said there are two things that are asa midrabanan al spasa b'chalav. One is if one of them is tmeya, and the other is of b'chaya. Says the Beis Yosef, wait a second. Chaya ba'ov, that was mutra min haTorah, and the Rabbanan came along and asserted it. However, when it comes to the case of the Behema Tmeya, that was already Asr. So there's no new Dirabbanan that came along and Asr. It was already Asr. And he says, we don't find anywhere that the Chachamim came along and said that this is going to be Asr. That is the Beis Yosef's Hasaga on the tour. Now, Rabbosai, I enjoy Pshat, not only Lamdus, I enjoy Lamdus too. But let's just appreciate in Pshat how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Just see the beautiful words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is now Meduya. That he formed, who's the Baal Shulchan Aruch? The Beis Yosef. How did the Beis Yosef write this halacha? Let's take a look. Let's read Sif Gimel. Eina noyeg, elo b'sar behema, tahayra, b'chal behema tahayra. Alo b'sar tahayra, b'chal tameya. O b'sar tameya, b'chal tahayra. Mutarim b'bishul u'ba'ana. It says, that's mutar b'bishul ha'ana. Did he ever say it's Asr v'achila midrabanan the Mechaber? No, Mechaber didn't say that. Where did he say it's going to be Asr midrabanan? Only by the Sarov. Haftar v'ferach, it's beautiful. The Beis Yosef's Hasaga that he put on the tour, he instituted in his Shulchan Aruch. And that's where the Shach comments on Siv Katan Gimel, that the Shach says, wait a second, I think that the Beis Yosef's correction of the tour is actually incorrect. The tour's reading is going to be correct. So far, so good, Rabbi. Say everybody with me in Pshat? Beautiful. Anybody want me to repeat? Beautiful. In a Vaishan moment, no jewel be left behind. So far, so good?
Why would it be Hilchos Basar B'chalav then?
What's that?
So it sounds like it's not related to Hilchos Basar B'chalav, so why would it be here?
Why would you bring this down? For the halacha of Bishul and Hana. To tell you that Bishul and Hana is going to be a mutter. What's that?
You shouldn't do Sechus and Leila.
No. It's all in the same topic. I think it's fine. It's fine to be here. But comes along the Shach and the Taz, and they both discuss that L'chura, the Torah's language, was Meduya. And this brings us back to two concepts that we've already seen before. And that is that there should be a nafkamina in the following two areas. If you take a look in the Shach and Siv Katan Gimel, about one-third of the way through, the Shach says, Ela Shahapach, Hisigala Upirish, that Tur Asalashmina, the Bach already said that the Tur's Lashon was Meduya. He says there are going to be two nafkaminas of whether you say that it's going to be asr midrabanan for basar b'chalav, and not simply asr to eat because of nevela. Number one, because we saw the sugya of chaticha nasas nevela. Chaticha nasas nevela means that if you have a drop of milk that falls onto the chaticha. So then, when that falls into a kedera, then the tam of that chaticha will aser the rest of the kedera. That only applies, as we mentioned last time, according to many, by basar b'chalav, not by shari surim. So now, if you've created a new basar b'chalav, so then in such a case, then you have a bigger chumrah. When it was just nevela, so then in such a case, if the nevela fell into another pot, you would need the tam nevela. So for example, if you had a little bit of nevela fell onto a piece, and you can't recognize that tam of nevela inside that piece of meat, then that piece of meat will not aser the rest of the pot. What do I mean by not recognize? It means that the tam nevela doesn't go from the host piece of meat into the rest of the pot. So then in such a case, the halacha is that's going to be kosher. However, what happens if you have a drop of milk that fell onto the piece of meat? So then in such a case, even if the tam basar b'chalav didn't go into the rest of the pot, it simply, if that piece of meat gave tam into the rest of the pot, then that's going to answer it. That's the rule of chaticha nasas nevela. So that would be nafkamina number one between whether we say it's basar b'chalav or nasas nevela. So that's why the tour was meduyah. The Tur was absolutely meduyah, because the Tur wanted to tell you that this is asar out basar b'chalav. And you, Beis Yosef, why are you not taking into account the fact that now it's going to be asar out chaticha nas nevela? Now, Gemina number two is going to be in regards to chaticha ruya l'skabed. If you have the case of the tipas chalav falling onto a chaticha ruya l'skabed, then there isn't going to be bittul. This, some of the Talmidim asked me to clarify from last time, how to understand chaticha ruya l'skabed. Chaticha ruya l'skabed is when you have a mixture of a few pieces of meat. Then, in such a case, a few pieces of yavish to yavish. So the piece that's aser is not going to become batel, even if it's the minority, if it is a chaticha ruya l'skabed. That's by yavish to yavish. So in our case, if you have a drop of milk that fell onto a piece of meat that's ruya l'skabed, so then in such a case, even if we're talking about Isser Durabana, it's not going to be batal because it is chashuv. However, if we're just talking about tam nevela falling into a piece of meat, so then in such a case it would be batal. Why? Because the tam nevela we described last time is an Isser Balua. It's absorbed into that piece of meat, and therefore it's not going to be batal into the rest of them. So the Shach has a very strong objection to the Beis Yosef. Nahara Nahara Upashte, in terms of how to understand these two nafkaminas, whether these are nafkaminas, like the Beis Yosef seems not to assume, Bechura Poske Sfarad would assume that these are not nafkaminas, they would be Mekel, and Poske Ashkenaz, already starting from the tour, would hold that they are nafkaminas, and that's why the tour said that's also Asr Midrabanan, a basar b'chalav, the two nafkaminas being chaticha nasas nevela and chaticha ruya l'skabed. Yes, we know.
Would chaticha ruya l'skabed apply with a kosher piece of meat that had the treif? Sorry, with a treif piece of meat that goes on anyway?
No. If you had a treif piece of meat that was ruya l'skabed, that was mixed amongst the
bunch
of
pieces. So it wouldn't take away from it.
Right. But the nafkamina would be, by basar b'chalav, you'll never have an iser balua. You'll always have an Isra Machmasatzma, and therefore be Chaticha Ruya Luskabi. Okay. Now, Rabosai, so we've gone, number one, we've discussed Psar Of. Psar Chaya doesn't happen too much, but the same halachas that apply to Psar Of all can be transferred to Psar Chaya. Number two, we've discussed in regards to Psar Behema Tmeya, whether you have Hanan and chaticha ruya l'skabed. We now go to another discussion, which is halacha l'maisa, which is probably the most glorious lamdus in all of Isser v'Heter. We're going to do it slowly, which also has halacha l'maisa applications. When I learned it in yeshiva, I thought it was lamdus on top of lamdus on top of lamdus, but it didn't have any halacha l'maisa applications. And Rabbi Ganak taught us, no, that these shilas really do come up. We're going to do it a little bit slowly to make sure that no jewel will be left behind, to go through the famous Nekuda Nefla of the Rambam and see what implications that has in terms of halacha l'maisa. It's also going to introduce us to a lot of klalim nisar v'heter, so stop me if there's anything that's not clear. Yes, Avram?
Just In another nefkamina, just if someone eats this basar b'chala, even that derech hana, even that derech achila.
Interesting. In other words, we saw that basar b'chala is going to be asr shelo k'derech achila. Right, write down in your notes that Ram's nafkamina, that's a tzarachim, and why did the shach not bring that down? Ram, what's that? What do you want to say? Who brings it? The Nesiv Chaim brings it down. Yefemot, okay. So what Avram is saying, which Oren says from the Nesiv Chaim, that we already saw that there's a nafkamina between Basar B'chalav and other Machalos Asuras. That Machalos Asuras, since it's written as Lo Sochal, so therefore it's only Kederech Achila. Basar B'chalav is written Lo Sevashel, and it's even Shelo Kederech Achila. So what they're suggesting is that really the Shach could have given another nafkamina, that once it becomes Basar B'chalav, then it's going to be Asur, even Shelo Kederech Achila. That's a good nafkamina. Okay, Rabosai, we have the following discussion that appears. I'm going to do it the way, the yeshivish way, if you will. Not always is the yeshivish way the best, but in this, to keep things rooted, I'm going to do this a little bit backwards. We're going to learn the sugya in the words first, of the Dogma Mavava, and then we'll work backwards and find the different Makoros, because each one of the Makoros are obscure. I find that if we're going to start with the original Makoros, the Talmidim might find it confusing. The Dogma Mavava in Sifkat and Aleph points out that Shulchan Aruch didn't discuss another example. Sifkat and Aleph and Dogma Mavava, he says, what about Nevela? We spoke about Basar Tomato, a non-kosher animal. But what about an animal that the Rambam refers to as Basar Mesa? So we'll do the Dogma Rebaba inside and then see the background of this beautiful Dogma Rebaba. Well, Basar Nevela, if you have non-kosher meat, of course, you have animals that are not kosher, no matter how you shecht them, they won't be kosher. And then you have cows that are kosher, but have been slaughtered improperly. So says the Dogma Rebaba, that case of an animal that's been slaughtered improperly, because she's referred to as Nevela, Sar Nevela, V'chein Chelev, Asur Levashel V'chala, Min Atera, V'loike Al Bishulav. When it comes to Chelev, that is, if one eats it, then in such a case, that's Asur. But if you cook it with milk, then you're going to be Chayiv Al Bishulav. The Rambam mentions this in Perek Tes. Take a look at the Rambam, I believe in Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Avo Bachila, Ein Bo Isur Basar B'chalav. But if you eat it, you won't be over Basar B'chalav. The Chol Zem of War B'Rambam Perek Tesa, he brings down the Halacha, Halacha Vav. You see that in the Rambam in Halacha, Perek Tesa, Halacha Vav. By the way, if someone can't find Dogma Rebaba, maybe call out. There's the green, there are basically two different editions. None of you have mine. Is the Behir? Does anybody want to say where it is on the Behir?
It's in the Otsam Farshan.
No, Otsam Farshan towards the, it's on the bottom of the page. Okay. And the green one, where is it in the, where is the green one?
It's like right after the first page of Pei, but if you turn the page, it's on the bottom right.
Okay. Both editions is towards the bottom. Yeah. So he says that the Rambam only mentions that it's usher to cook bas chalav with nevela. But isur achila, then in such a case, we discussed whether there's a new isur achila. But what about anah? Anah we haven't discussed at all. The Rambam never spells that out in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Avol bepirush haMishnayos beKrisos Perek Shlishi beMishnah Yesh Ocha Achila Achas Mavur Sham beDivrei Rambam SheEino Aser Bana Ayin Sham beNikuda Hanifla. Take a look. Now he doesn't spell out what that Nikuda Hanifla is, but the Rambam says he wants to share with us a wondrous Nikuda. A wondrous nekuda that is going to open up, the Rambam even uses that lashon, a wondrous nekuda that's going to help us understand so many things in Isser Beheter. And he says that is going to tell us that when it comes to the instance of nevela, even though it was mixed with milk, that milk is not going to be asr bahanon. So the Rambam tells us 2 points. Number one, the Rambam introduces us to the concept of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. The Rambam tells us that this is based on the Gemara in Shavuos, as well as the Gemara in Makos and Daf Chaf Aleph, that the halacha is that if you have an item that's already asur, so then if there wasn't an isur that was added to that item, it was already asur batfila. Let's say you have a nevela that's already asur batfila. If it becomes basur b'chalav, then in such a case, it's not going to have a new isur afila. You're not going to get malchus on it. Why? Because it's already asur al tzachila. Okay. But bishul, it's going to be asur for bishul, because the nevela is not asur for bishul. That would be being mosif an isur, you're adding an isur to it. So that's step number one. What do you say about, we took care of basar b'chalav for achila. For achila, ain't isur chalas. When it comes to bishul, there is going to be an isur, as we saw. But hanah is interesting. Now, I would have thought that in regards to hanah, I would have said, yeah, there's a new isur hanah. Why? Because nevela is not asur b'hanah. So when you have a added isur of basar b'chalav, you would say that the isur hana is going to be added to it. However, the Rambam actually comes to the opposite conclusion. The Rambam says a chidush. And here, the Rambam is in the Pirush HaMishnayos, as the Dogma Vava points out. Unfortunately, the Dogma Vava doesn't point out that the Rambam is also in his mitzvah slosasei, in mitzvah kuf pe zayin. And I think that the Rambam is a lot clearer in the Sefer HaMitzvos than he is in the Pirush HaMishnayos. I regret that when I was your age, I didn't look it up in the Sefer HaMitzvos. We'll mention the Pirush HaMishnayos as well. I didn't even photocopy it for you. But I would encourage you to look it up as well. Take a look in the photocopy. That's the first photocopy on the other side of the outline. And where Mitzvah Kuf Pei Zayin is Hisha Zironumi Me'achol Basar B'chalav. Says the Rama in the second paragraph. Mikan Roi Li She'ermoz Al Sherish Gadol Shlo Kadam Li Dvara. Zichro. The Rama says he's going to say something that no one has ever said before. Every loss of Ashel means something else. Chad Isser Achila, Chad Isser Ana, Chad Isser Bishul. Rabbi Yom, you see over here, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos goes with that Rosh of Chad Lechad Lechad. Ulemakshe Shiyikshe Yoimer, Le'eze Dover Manisa Isser Achilas of Isser Bishul Ashtay Mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, if you look at the way I counted the mitzvahs, I counted the Isser Bishul, and I counted the Isser Achila. But there's also an Isser of Hanah, and that I didn't count. Rav Oren pointed out, it's in the Pirkei HaMitzvos as well. If you just look up in Machlokes HaSeudos, the Rambam says there's an Isser Bishul, there's an Isser Achila. Rabbo said, we all know there's an Isser Hanah. The Rambam's not going to be over a little sigra. There is an Isser of Hanah. Yet the Rambam doesn't count it. So the Rambam starts out with a conceptual question on himself. Why is it that I didn't count Hanah as a separate Isra? Lossim me Isra Nasa Mitzvah Shlishi. Hine Yoda HaMakshe She Is... So the Makshe, the one who asks this, should know. She Isra Hanah Ein Roy Shnidim Mitzvah B'shnei Asmai. It's not Roy to count it as a separate Mitzvah. Shehu V'Isra Achila Inyin Echad. Because when you count achila, you're also counting anah. Sha'achila min minini anah, because achila is a type of anah. Va'amri yisparach bedavar shulo yachel. The Torah says lo yachel. Amnam hu dimyon midimyune anah. Achila is only a type of anah. It seems to me that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos is saying the av, the binyan av, is hanah. And achila is a subset of hanah. So once I'm saying achila, I already know the isur hanah. That's how the Rambam describes over here. And then the Rambam goes on, and he then says in the Sefer HaMitzvos that that's going to be the answer to A, the question of why he didn't count hanah as a separate thing, because achila and hanah are one, and B, of the shaila of what happens when you have an instance where the food is already asr ba'achila, if the food is already asr ba'achila, adding hana is not a new hosafa. You're not being mosif anything to the isr. Because once it was asr ba'achila, that was already the isr of hana. It's true that when it comes to nevela, the Torah says it's mutter ba'hana, and by basa b'chol, the Torah says that's asr ba'hana, but at the end of the day, achila and hana are not separate from each other. So, when it comes to basar b'challah, so there the Torah asers both achila and hana'ah, and it doesn't have the heter v'lager titnena that it does by nevela. And by nevela, it's only asar b'achila because the Torah was matir hana'ah to say that you're allowed to give it to the guy. But when it comes to calculating iser chalal iser, are you adding a new chetza shel iser onto this? Says the Rambam the Pirush HaMishnayis, no. Says the Rambam the Sefer HaMitzvos, no. That's the nekuda nefla of the Rambam. Number one, we have the rule of ein iser chalal iser. Number two is the chiddush that hana and achila are inexorably connected, and since they can't be separated, so then in such a case the halacha would be as follows: if you have basar b'chalav, if you have basar b'chalav, that was on a nevela. So according to the Rambam, it's not asur, it's not going to be asur b'ana. Based on this, the Rambam answers questions about some instances where they talk about cooking. It's a Gemara Makos on Chafalot on the base. The Gemara there talks about cooking basar b'chalav with Gira Nasha, etc., etc. So there the Rambam says, in such a case, there isn't going to be an Isser of, a separate Isser of Hano. So, Adkan Divrei HaRambam in the Nekuda HaNefla. If you want to see the waiver of Soloveitchik, Zatzal was Magdirit. This was one of Soloveitchik's favorites. If you take a look, one of his principal Talmidim, Rav Ganak, in Simen Tezayim, that's on the next page, he quotes the Rav's way he was Masbir, the Pirush HaMishnayis. Let's take a look at that, just to see it crunched in very, very clear terms. And he says as follows. Four lines from the top on page Lamed Tes, three lines from the top. V'kiman she'isar achila de'basar b'chalav eina yachal lachol, de'ein isar chalav. So once you're not going to have the isar achila, because mein isar achalav isar, as af isar ano gamkein, the same is going to apply to ano. To have a drora the isar achila, because ano is in the place, is an extension, that would be the better way to say, is an extension of the isar achila. Gamkein eina chal, v'lachein lo chashim isar maisev. So therefore, it's not considered Isra Maisiv. Kiman Shahad Isra Anah in a Yachol Lachol B'Fnei Atzma. Isra Anah can't take effect by itself. Elim Kein Chol Atchila Isra Achila. Unless the Isra Achila comes first. You meet the Isra Achila, and then the Isra Anah is going to come afterwards. Shaharei Ein V'Basar Achol Isra Anah B'Teres Isra B'Fnei Atzma. Basar Achol doesn't have an Isra Anah by itself. Shaharei L'Rambam Ein Laikin Al Isra Anah. Because according to the Rambam, you don't have Malkus on Isra Anah. This Avram and Binyamin was what I was referring to, that there's no Malkus on Isra Anah, according to the Rambam. The Tamid Abi Tafel Isra Achila, because the Isra Anah is going to be Tafel to the Isra Achila. Okay, this is enough of Lombus. We went 10 minutes without discussing Halacha, so let's get back to Halacha, but I'll come back to one more Lombusha point. Halacha Lamaisa, the Dabba Merbaba, says that he thinks that even though there are no Rishonim that are Mefurish like this Rambam, no one else spells out what the Rambam says. And he concludes as follows. He says, V'lachein ha-soymech al-zeh v'machum hefsid lo yafsid. That's how the Dabba Merbaba concludes. Someone who soymech on this halacha v'machum hefsid would not be mafsid. It's not mefurish that the Rishon learned this way. In fact, he points out that there might be a Tosos, it's not clear, the Tosos that goes in the other direction. Rabbi Ganat quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger on page Mem, who seems to have a Gemara that seems to be against it. And Rabbi Gnat collects a few Rabbi Akiva Egers, as well as a Prima Godin that quotes from the Rajba from the Torah Sabayis, all in the same case of Bishel Tarabab the Chalav. So take a look over there. And therefore, Rabbi Gnat basically disagrees with the Dalva Mervava in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Rabbi Gnat said, and this is, I believe, OU policy, that the Halacha is going to be that if you have Bisar Nevela, that has been mixed with Basar B'Chalav, then you're also going to have Yisurei Hanam. So we'll have you're not going into the store buying Basar Nevela that was cooked with Chalav. What?
Gelatin?
We're going to get the gelatin. It's not yet gelatin. Not there yet.
So.
But the answer is you do sometimes go into the store and don't even realize it. You'll never go into a McDonald's and buy that. By the way, that's what McDonald's is, right? You have Basar Nevela. And the cheeseburgers, that's this case.
What about like animal food?
Oh, very good. That's the nachman. So Rabbi Gnat says dog food. Dog food's going to be the instance. Does dog food need a hashgacha? Don't come away and say that I said yes, that dog food needs hashgacha. But the answer is dog food that's basar b'chalav, according to Dabba Mervava, one only has to be machmir. And Rabbi Gnat concludes, if you take a look in Simin Tezayim, so there you go. That I think is the policy in general in terms of that one should research that if one has a dog, to make sure that it doesn't qualify as basar b'chalav. Now, I just want to point out one thing back to the lumdos before I take your questions. Rav Soloveitchik's hesber is what I grew up on. In fact, I was learning this with my son, maybe well, and I told it to him, the pshat. And my son said to me, I don't see Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in the Pirush HaMishnayos. And I fought with him, and I said, I think I see Rav Soloveitchik's pshat in the Pirush HaMishnayos. But then we looked up the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what we read, it doesn't sound like exactly the way the Rav said it. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, if you look back, the Rambam said that Hana is the Av, and Achila is an extension of that. The way the Rav set up, Vameivin Yavim, because he wanted to be Marviyah, also Malchus, to explain the halacha that you're not broke on Hana, the way the Rav Zatzal set it up was that the Av is Achila, and Hana is a subcategory. But what we read in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Rabbi Gnat didn't read with us the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the other generation always goes in the exact opposite direction, right? I just read the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is Shem Hu, if you're coming, you'll read both. But so I'm only reading the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I'm not reading the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos. But the Rambam, the reason I didn't do it, read the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, is because I didn't think we would gain much out of it in the classroom setting. But it does exist in Perigin Lachrisis. I brought the Pirush HaMishnayos if anybody wants to look it up. But at the end of the day, the Rav's Lomdus, I don't think is Mukhrach from the Rambam Bikatanti. I don't think is Mukhrach from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. But either way, if you saw this for sure true, but you say it the Rav's way, or you say it the way it's seen from the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, at the end of the day, that is the flaw. And the question is whether the other Rishonim agree, and the Dogma Rava's conclusion is that another Rishonim were Mefurish, he was Megil, but Meganak found a sugya that he thought would be a raya, take a look over there, and therefore they're Choshesh. Yes, sure.
Yeah, according to the Kesed Mishnah's reading of the Rambam, I'm saying that the Bishol is also Lashon Achila for Rava himself. So according to the Rambam's own claw here, Rav Bishol also.
You're mechavin to Liad's question. Liad asked the same question. I thought about it last night, Liad. I'm going to give a Baal Bata Shuteretz, which is okay that you don't like, if you don't like. I think the Kesef Mishnah, it perturbed me, your question. It's a sharp question. I'll say it over to the Tzibur in one sentence, and then I'll just give me an answer. But I'm not really goris the question too much, so I'm only going to give it a certain amount of time. It's a bond question. I just don't think it's a very good question. Their question was that at the end of the day, according to the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, the Mishnayis, so then Hana is always a subset of Achila. So the Kesef Mishnah had told us that when you have an Isser Abishal, the Isser Abishal is towards Achila. Now, in this case, the halacha is that when you're Mevash, Ramas Neveli, for sure you're over. But you're not going to have Mr. Achila. So their question is, so then in such a case, the Abishal is not for Achila. So you see the Farish that the Rambam holds, that you could have the Isser Abishal not for an Isser Achila, Basar B'chal. That's their sharp question. By the way, I tried to say it over to Renan Sal last night, and I got stuck. I said over to Kashim, he's a tzaddik. I didn't say it clear to him, so he said any of that. But I realized I didn't say it over clear to him. I was able to say it over now, but it was siyata d'shmaya, and I was asking myself, why did I not say it over clear to him? I was matzdik for myself, that the reason is because it could be that Kesef Mishnah is saying something a little different. Kesef Mishnah is saying that the Isser of Bishul in general is when the Bishul is done for an Achila. La dafka for an Iser Achila. That Bishul is for Achila. Bishul in general means for Achila. The Kesef Mishnah is not saying along this. That the only time there is going to be an Iser Bishul is when there is going to be an Iser Achila. La dafka is the Kesef Mishnah saying that. We could fight about that. Maybe I'm coming from the Ksava Kabbalah. Yeah. Okay.
The context of the Kesef Mishnah trying to explain how it is in Unshim and Adin, you're
right,
sort of
right.
Really explain that.
Okay.
Because that means specifically the Isser.
I hear. I think I might be have the rejoinder, but I hear what you're saying. So, either way, whether it's a kasha or not, it's definitely a ha'ara. It's an excellent ha'ara for sure. That was a great ha'ara. So, yeah.
So how does this whole discussion of the Ein Isser Kal Isser apply to the Mukdashim? And don't we say, like the Tosefta says, that it also applies on Mukdashim, Basar B'chalav, shouldn't it be the same thing? That if there's an Isser Achila Mukdashim, that there maybe wouldn't be an Isser Hanah? If there's already an Isser Achila from Yedit Mukdashim,
right,
so then presume then...
Correct.
So that would be...
Correct, that would be Nafkamina. Correct, that would be another Nafkamina. Yes.
If we don't read also the Ishik Swayi, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot, then how would I answer by Nevela? Because if the Av is Isra Na, then it's not an Isra Chalas anymore.
No,
if the Achim only comes out from the Na, then it should be.
Right, no, so the Rambam is saying is like this, is that when you have Achila, you've already tapped into the Isra Na. You've already alluded to the Isra Na. That's the pshat. Okay, beautiful. Rav Osai, let's go on and continue with the Ramah. We're up to the Ramah. Says the Ramah in Sif Dalid, V'nagu lasos cholav mishkeidim u'minichem bo psar ov. Cholav ve'ena rak midrabanam. The halacha is that you could use almond milk with chicken since it's only an issur drabanam. Avo b'sar behema. When it comes to the Sar Behema, Yeshon Yeach Eitzel HaChalav Shkeidim, Mishum Arisayim, Kemoshin Isbar L'il Simin Samach Vav L'in Yin Dam. So the Ramah tells us that it's appropriate to put the almonds next to the almond milk you're drinking only when you're dealing with an Isur D'Oraisa of the Sar Behema. So then we're going to be Machner for Marisayim. However, when it comes to chicken, then in such a case there isn't a need to put the chalav shekeidim down. So the Ramah is just being practical, and he's saying, now that we taught in Shulchan Aruch that psar of is different than psar behema, so then in such a case, then we're going to differentiate in terms of marasayim. Of course, what's the crunch of the Ramah? How's it work? In one sentence, every single time you learn any sugya marasayim, how would be the way to remember this? That what comes up from the Ramah is what? Probably the one sentence. What?
There's no marasayin in Durabonans.
Exactly. There's no marasayin in Durabonans according to this Rama. That's the way to remember this Rama. There's no marasayin in Durabonans. The Shach in Sivkot and Vav comes along and he challenges it. And ultimately the Shach disagrees. The Shach has a couple of interesting rayas that this is not so. Let's take a look at the shaft. Sivkot and Vav. And all the last is called Mishkeidim. Hoyle Kloimer. The Loi Dan Le Dan Dog. And so it's Simin Samach Vav. Shem Otu Lagan Mi. Vafil Hakim Kotsim Kli. Osam Kli Marisayim. Elam Ken Yashbo Kaskasim. Shnikim Shudan Dogim. Dahasam dam gufei asam midoraisa. So this is important sugya. We're going to come back to this. And that is that the Shach points out, by the way, I photocopied this for you, in Simin Samach Vav, you have the halacha, it's on the back page, you have the halacha of Dam Dov. Let's take a look, if we have in front of us, Matov Manoim. Says the Mechaber Sif Tes, Dam Dov, if you have the blood of fish, Afo Pishu Mutter, it's permissible, it's not part of the Yisr Dam, the Yisr Dam is from Dam Behema. In Kavtu the Kli, Asr Mishon Marasayin. If they were gathered together, it's Asr Marasayin. So this is another example of Marasayin. V'fichachim nikar shehu meidagim, kegayin sheyesh bali kaskasim, mutter. If it's obvious that it's from the fish, and it has scales inside, so then the scales, if you would have blood from the fish, then it's likely to have scales inside. The way to remove the Marasayin that you're drinking dam behema is by having kaskasim inside. So says the Shach, the Ramah is going to learn as follows. First, before the Shach comes along and disagrees with the Ramah, he explains the Ramah. The Ramah is going to say the classic example of Marasayin is Samach Vav. Yes, that is a case of Dam that appears to be an Isur Daraisa. So if you're going to see someone drinking blood, you're going to think that he's being over Dam Daraisa. However, if you see someone drinking milk with chicken, the truth, it was almond milk. So what are you going to think he's being over? You're going to think that he's being over Nisid Rabbanan. So then in such a case, we're not going to be machmir, says the Shach, the Das Harama. However, the Shach himself disagrees. And this is the way the world says it over. That the Shach holds that the Isser of Marasayin is even by Isurei Doraisa. And he has a couple of rites. So let's take a look at the Shach's rites, skipping down to the Shach's Rayas. The Chaymir Lefiani is Daiti, about six lines before the end of the Shach. The Filu Bemidi Durabbanan Chashil Marasayin Bekamadukhti. We find that even when it comes to Marasayin on Yisurei Durabbanan, we're Machmir. Umehem, the Shach, the Perk Amen Behema, the Lo Bezug, Afal Pishu Kokok, Mishum de Mechsi, Keman de Ozal Lechiniga. That the halacha is that you're not allowed to go out with an animal that has a bell on it, because it looks like you're taking him to the fear. Pirush Rashi, Lashuklim Gar, it looks like you're being over. Now, there's no Isser Doraisa. Last year we learned Hilchos Shabbos. There's no Isser Doraisa of taking an animal out. It's usher to carry your wallet, Minat Torah and Rosh Hashanah. But an animal, aside from being Mechamer, you won't be over. So what's the Isser? The Isser is a Gzer Midrabana, or a Tatkana, that even possibly maybe me different Kabbalah, that of Mekach or Memkar, Toshib Mishabbos Raglefa, as Yeshayahu describes. So that is going to be an Isur Drabbanan of Marasayin. That's proof number one. He brings another raya from the Gemara in Ksubis. If you take a look in the last line of the Shach, B'chein Buchach Lehedya B'Ksubis Perek Afalpi by Memachan. Memachan is the following shayla. If you have a gutter that is stopped up and there is a terrible leak in the house, so then in such a case, the Gemara says that you're allowed to fix the gutter by kicking with your feet. This happens often. You have a gutter that's stopped, and you kick away the leaves that was stopping the water. Now, if you do it with your foot, the Gemara assumes that was some type of shinui, so therefore it's only going to be Nisa Durabbanan. So says the Shach, in both of those instances, then that is going to be Nisa Durabbanan, that we say is going to be Asar Alts Maris Ayin. In a case of where you did it in a way in an instance where you weren't even over the Yisur, let's say in that instance you weren't doing the actual Malacha, it just appears that you're doing the Malacha. The Gemara describes cases where you're not actually doing the Malacha, so then in such a case it's still going to be Yisur, even though the Shash over there is only you doing a Malacha Durabbanan. So both cases, they were Shashos and Yisurei Durabbanan, and Chazal Asard on these two instances. So how is one going to defend the Ramah if there's two Beferisha Gemara? So if you take a look, some of you have it on the page, I have it in the back of my Shulchan Aruch, there is a Nachlas Tzvi. Thank you very much. If you take a look, you have it on your page, I think most of you have it on the page. Let's see if I can find it. Nachlas Tzvi has a nice yishuv that also has very profound implications la halacha. Nachla Svi is the Ramaskal, the Nagi. In the Behir, I was using the Behir last night, the old city for Behir. So in the Behir, it should be on the bottom of your page. I don't know in the Tzuras Hadaf, Shulchan Aruch, where it is. You see Nachla Svi? You guys have it, no?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He defends the Rambam. Lufi ani yizdaiti, three lines into the Dibra Maskel v'Nagu. Lufi ani yizdaiti, eino meivin hasebasam arach klav. The vada yamara moide, tafil b'derabana chashil marasayim. Kimavur v'kamaduchti, the Shach is 100% right. There are many Gemaras that say that marasayim is going to be asam b'derabana. Achayinu daf marasayim gomur, shum b'pnei harayim. Ma she'en kein hafa de marir shemavashel b'beisai, ve'en chashash lesar, Rak mishum the time alone the call makom shasur chacham mishum marisayim aser afilu bechadrei chadarim. This is a term that many of you are familiar with. The marisayim is aser even bechadrei chadarim, even if one is alone, no one is watching, because once Chazal made the gzera of marisayim, that gzera is aser afilu bechadrei chadarim. Says the Nachla Svi, an interesting chiddush. He says, where are people eating? They're eating inside their house. He says, inside their house, that's considered the chadrei chadarim. He says, the fact that your wife is there, and your children are there, and your first cousin is there, all of that is considered the chadrei chadarim. A little bit of a chiddush of his definition of what qualifies as chadrei chadarim. He says, that qualifies as chadrei chadarim. And in such an instance, that would be an instance of marasayim b'chadrei chadarim. But marasayim b'chadrei chadarim is aser. He says, marasayim b'chadrei chadarim is only marasayim d'oraisas. Not Marasayim Dirabbanis. And in fact, it's Tesis Mufurish on the page, Ksubis Samach Mohan Alf. The Tesis over there is Mechalit, between Marasayim by Doraisas, that's Aser Bechadre Chadar. Let's spell out what that means. If you see, if I'm drinking almond milk, or being more precise, as the Shach points out, I cooked with almond milk in my meat dish, so then in such a case, that's going to be aser to do even b'chadrei chadarim, and I have to put out the almonds there so people will be clear to people that I used almond milk and not real milk. However, if we're talking about basar of, so then in such a case, then marasayim would make b'chadrei chadarim, and that the Nachla Svi says is the issue. This is a standard issue that is given. Rav Nemtzal Shlita told me years ago that is la halacha as well, that b'chadrei chadarim in paskin, that you have to be machmer only by Yisurei d'oraisa and not in regards to Yisurei d'rabbanan. And I think when he was teaching this to me, he didn't turn to the Nachla Svi. And so I'll just read Shulchan Aruch and tell you what the halacha is. He doesn't. I never saw Rav Nemtzal read a Mishnah Berurah yet. He knows a Mishnah Berurah about that. He learns Gemara. The only time I ever saw Rav Nemtzal open a Mishnah Berurah is when people brought over to him a Mishnah Berurah. But he learns Tanakh and Gemara. That's what he learns. It's a pella how he knows all the posts. I guess the bottom line is that if you know Tanakh and Shas really well, you read the poskim once, and then it's so you just rattle it off at the time. He didn't say there's an Akron. He doesn't even quote Tazes and Shas. He just says what the halacha is. So he just said that as the Rafash. So it's a taisis in Ksuvas and Asam. So it's the Rafash. That was the pshat. That's the pshat over here. How do I know that he came out knows Mishnah Berurah by heart? Because when I was zocha to learn from him, when he read so fast that when he would turn the page, he would continue reading even though we hadn't gotten to the next side of the page. He kept on saying the words. The page hadn't been turned yet. Yes, Leah.
Another issue for your mom.
Yeah.
The Berakhites and the Chatam Zayin.
Yes.
Points out he's like discussing what it is. So is there a kila or mishal or chalusha? And in passing, he explains that the Ramah Shita isn't actually that. It's just because it's the Rabbanan, there's no Sefer Zayin, but it's dafka because you have to be tov b'shavayu, because you both have to confuse the chicken for meat, and you have to confuse the actual chalav.
Right.
So it says in general the Rambam holds whenever you're saying two mistakes there's no marasayin. There's only one mistake, then there's marasayin. So by oath, it's not that since it's a derabbanan there's a klal in the marasayin by derabbanan, And since it's the Rabbanon, now there's two steps you would have to make a mistake of for a Shmini Atzeret. So the Rabbanon can read all the Gemara's and Shach quotes that is where I find the Rabbanon. It's just after by Basar Basar Oath, Bachal Shkidim, where both the Basar and the Chalav are fake.
Uh-huh. In other words, once you say that you need two ta'iyos, you want to argue, then it's such a case.
And it's also, I think it's a trial in the Ramah, because Rukhi Vegar asked the Ramah in Sif Dalid, why does he say there's an Isser Marzayin for cooking?
We're about to get there.
Yeah.
So you know you'll share with us afterwards, so the guys will be familiar with it as well. We're about to get there. I hear what you're saying, we'll revisit with everybody shortly. I have to think about it. I never thought of that text. Yes?
We might touch this. In a little bit, but is there not talking about cooking it together or eating it together?
So the Rashat says he's talking about cooking it together. It could be also a case of eating when it was already cooked together. I'll show you where the Shach addresses your question.
Right, I guess we'll see in a bit, but there's no Marasai and Bishul.
Oh, so that's that you're saying that's going to get involved, the shots of cut inside. One thing at a time. So first of all, let me all of your haharos are good. Let me just stay within the goal is also to come away clear with halacha lemaisa, not only to be mafalt though. So in terms of halacha lemaisa, as far as marisayin is concerned, so the Knesset Hagdola, it's quoted on Gos Beis Yosef, and I saw this last night in the Dark Yeshuva as well. Dark Yeshuva has this Shita also from, I think, the Dark Yeshuva is a sefer from Hungary, but he quotes it from Svardin Poskim as well, that he says that the only time there's an Isser of Marasayin by Achila Eitan to address your issue, they assume that there is Marasayin as well, is only when you're eating them together mamish, or as you pointed out, cooking them together. But there isn't going to be a chash in regards to eating one after the next. So let's say one would argue that it's not obvious today that people who are drinking a white milk, that they were using creamer. There's yesh lefalto. How common do we consider is a creamer in milk as unique as chol shkedim? Chol shkedim was a chash marasayim. What you say now, it's so common. Everybody who eats fleishiks, they always have a white milk. It's just that they're using the parve creamer. Or do you say, no, most people who drink coffee, they drink it with milk, and therefore the creamer is like the shkedim case. So that you could be mefalto. So that shaila is only going to come up when you have the person drinking the coffee while they're eating the basar. While they're eating the basar, then maybe there's room to say that there is marasayin. But if you're doing it for dessert, so then you don't even need to get into the chiddush to say that creamer today is so common as if it's milk, and then in such a case, there wouldn't be marasayin. So halacha lemaisa, really for coffee, depends again when it's being drunk, but most people drink the coffee after the meal, they're doing it not with basar, and then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem. Margarine, Rav Nachman Shlita said, is different than creamer. In other words, if I recall correctly, in regards to creamer, he thought that creamer, there was room to be done, have a look at creamer today. But margarine, he thought, was something that was so common that is not butter, so then there's not going to be any chash of marasayin whatsoever. Finally, going back to the lundas, so in Simon Samach Vav, Sif Tes, the shach, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm not sure, I'm guessing, yeah, this was the Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you're talking about different Rabbi Kiva Eger, I'm sorry. The Rabbi Kiva Eger in Samach Vav Tes asks a very interesting kasha, and Rabbi Miller Shlita spent a lot of time on this kasha. It's a beautiful kasha and a fascinating yisod that Rabbi Miller quoted from another one of his rabbeim, Rabbi Shlomo Nathaniel Goldberg, to be miyashev this Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that if on this Ramah, Rabbi Kiva Eger does not appear by us; it appears in Simon Samach Vav, and it's in your photocopy on the back page. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks on our Ramah, it's funny because Rabbi Kiva Eger could have just as well asked in Simon Peizanim, he asks on our Ramah, the Ramah says that you're able to put the Chol Shkedim on the side. But if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch said that you needed that the Dam be with the Kaskasim inside. Why did the Shulchan Aruch not say that you put it next to it? Why did it say that you have to be drinking the dam with the kaskasa? The dam has to be mamish with the kaskasa. So many took this kasher of Akiva Eger very seriously, that the Ramah is mashma, that all you have to do is put it next to. Yet, in the classic example of Marisayan, where we say you remove Marisayan, there the kaskasa need to be inside mamish. So Rav Zalman Nechemia of Goldberg Shlita developed that there's a placey in Yud Gimel Yud Dal, again, Miller quoted him, that the placey points out the very famous Yisod in regards to Marisayan. He's the first who was discussing and say that who was the first that said it. As far as I know, it's Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, the Rebbe Rabbi Yonason. And he said that there are two halachos in regards to Marisayan. One is a gzera of Marisayan, and then there's something called chshad. Chshad and Marisayan, Rav Zalman Nechemia Shlita said, are two entirely different things, and we're going to develop some of the nafkaminas between them. He said, number one, the difference between the two is that when it comes to Marisayan, you have to follow the rules of the gzera. The rules of the gzera, as Chazal instituted by Dam Dagim, is that it's usur unless there's kaskasim bifnim. It's true, als chshad, it should be enough just to put the kaskasim next to. But kach tiknu, the kachu. That's how they were misaking, that's going to be the halacha. You need to have the kaskasim inside. However, this Ramah was a nagu that was based on chshad. It was based on chshad. It's not a gzera that they said that dam dogim is osur. It's not like dam where they said gzera of dam dogim is osur, and therefore you need to have kaskas. And rather, what happened was, it was mutter. Almond milk is mutter with chicken. Just because of chshad, you have to remove the chshad. So to remove chshad, putting next to it is enough. But the original gzera was dam dogim is osur, unless it has kaskasim bifnim. Interesting sets of nafkaminas. Is the placey has a nafkamina in regards to Hilchos Chanukah. In regards to Chanukah, we know that many of us, Ramesha Tursky, Zeifet Tzadik, the Fellowship of Racha, was very careful about this, that he followed the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch, every single entrance of his house, he put in there Chanukah. Because Allah in Shulchan Aruch is that if you have a different entrance, there's Chshad, so then he would, so then you lit at every single entrance. So Allah is you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha in such a case. By chshad, you don't make a bracha. However, when the takon is marisayin, so then in such a case, then if you could construct the case where there's a mitzvah and it's marisayin, then in such a case there is going to be a bracha as well. Zalman Nechemia put himself into the tesis that we had mentioned in regards to chadrei chadarim, and he said that marisayin is going to be aser dafka not only befarhesia but even bechadrei chadarim, but chshad will never be aser bechadrei. Only Marisayim is going to be Asr B'chadr Chadorn. Nachas Tzvi, how does that work? The Nachas Tzvi, right? That may be another. Okay, these are different Mahalkanah. Finally, the fundamental Nachimina is whether you need a Bezin, Hagadol Emenu B'chachom Minyan, to be Matir the Maris, the Gzeiro. If it's the Gzeiro of Dam Dogim, so then in such a case, Dam Dogim will never disappear. It'll always be the Halacha this way, until we have a Bezin HaGodim, then the Chacham meaning to be in the battle. But for whatever reason, it's no Chshad anymore. Let's say there was a drink that became popular that was Dam Dogim. So then in such a case, there was no Chshad. Every guy and every commercial, really it would be a lot better instead of advertising beer, they'd be advertising Dam Dogim. So if every commercial had Dam Dogim, so then in such a case, it will still be Aser. Why? Because even though there's no chshad, but nevertheless, there was a gzera of Marisayim, and therefore it's going to be Aser. But if it's Aser Atz chshad, so then in such a case you don't need a Bezin Hagolim Menul Chachminim, which by the way might help us for Neros Chanukah. That when it comes to Neros Chanukah, it could be that for whatever reason today there wasn't any chshad. Let's say there was room to say that. So then in such a case, then the Takana no longer applies, because that din by Neros Chanukah is a din of chshad. It's not a din of Marisayim. So therefore, we have the answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. That's what one could suggest to be miyashid. Asked Rav Nevinzal what he thought of this teretz. Nevinzal himself thought. I asked him if he agrees with this whole mahalach about this tzudim. He said one needs to be ma'ayin more. He wasn't necessarily convinced. He thought that it had to do with the tzura. He said the dam in its tzura comes with the kaskasin. So So since the dam comes with the kaskasim, then the kaskasim have to be with min. In contrast, the almond milk and the chicken, they don't come together, so therefore they don't need to be together. A very practical distinction between these two instances. Okay, Liad, I said I would come back to you. It's a different Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so maybe we'll wrap up over here, and you'll come over with your Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mirtz Hashem, let me just tell you what we're going to be doing next week. Next week we're going to be picking up with Siv Dalit, as well as a large part of the shir are going to be on these very challenging ramaz. These are magical but frustrating ramaz. The ramaz and sif and sifvav. Each one of them is a sugi b'feyatzmo. The ramaz introduces these different chumras. So that in Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to wrap up a little bit with a few more of the Maris Ayin cases, and then begin with those ramaz. Yirtzeh Hashem, for those who are interested, for the chul and chabura, I mentioned we're going to be doing tesis on the bottom of Kuvdal and the base, and the Rishonim over there, and I'll give you more Maris Ayin cases on Sunday. Have a great Shabbat.